Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're going to talk about the Nobel Prize. Well, not really. We're actually going to talk about something called the Ig Nobel Prize. Ig Nobel, but not ignoble. This is kind of interesting. I'm sure you've all heard of the Nobel Prize. We, you know, read about this in the newspaper every year, but the Ig Nobel Prizes, that's kind of a joke, but it's there and it's fun, and we like to check it out, too.
They've actually divided up this word ignoble, which is a real word. Ignoble means not deserving any respect. It's not noble or honorable. It's just the opposite of the Nobel Prize. These awards are given to people as kind of a joke, as Tom said. They're making fun in some ways of some kind of crazy research that goes on around the world. We're going to talk about that.
Let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now.
The Nobel Prize awards outstanding achievements in science and culture. The Ig Nobel Prizes, on the other hand, parody this concept by honoring 10 examples of trivial research and unusual public acts. The prizes were created in 1991 by Mark Abrahams, the editor and co-founder of the scientific humor magazine Annals of Improbable Research. They are given every October and are intended for work that first makes people laugh and then makes them think. The award ceremony is a fun-packed event. Though it's held at Harvard University and attended by genuine Nobel Prize laureates, the show is decidedly tongue-in-cheek. The audience traditionally throws paper airplanes at the stage, and a little girl is employed to shout, "Please stop, I'm bored," if an acceptance speech goes on too long. Heading last year's field of winners was a team from the Lund University in Sweden. They took home both the biology and astronomy prizes by proving that lost dung beetles follow the stars of the Milky Way to get home. These insects do this by dancing on top of balls of dung to get a better look at the night sky. The more trivial and apparently useless a piece of research is, the more likely it is to win. However, some Ig Nobel-winning work has actually ended up being beneficial. In 2006, a winning study showed that mosquitoes are as attracted to smelly Limburger cheese as they are to human feet. In turn, this actually helped to combat malaria in Africa. People there use the cheese to distract mosquitoes, preventing them from biting people and thereby reducing the prevalence of the deadly disease. So even though the Ig Nobel Prizes are a good opportunity for mirth, trivial research can sometimes lead to important breakthroughs.
Okay, everybody, let's take a look at the first paragraph. The Nobel Prize awards outstanding achievements in science and culture. Those are the official legitimate awards. Those aren't a joke. Those are very serious, and people who win Nobel Prizes have done something pretty important in their life's work, you could say. If you award something to someone, you give them a prize or a reward for something that they've done. Here they are given awards because they have outstanding achievements in science and culture. Outstanding means extremely good or excellent, something that you really notice because it stands out. And an achievement, something that you've done, usually through a lot of effort or as a result of a lot of hard work. An achievement isn't something that just happens. You have to really work to get it.
Indeed, landing on the moon is quite an achievement, for example. And back to that word award here, notice it is a verb. It can also be a noun, an award you might receive for winning a speech competition. I got the award, first prize, for example. Here it's a verb, though, again. And, well, the Ig Nobel Prizes on the other hand. So on one hand, we've got the Nobel Prize, and then on the other hand, we've got the Ig Nobel Prizes. On the other hand, parody this concept by honoring 10 examples of trivial research and unusual public acts. Now, the word Ig Nobel is a term that they themselves invented. The word that you most often see is ignoble, which is altogether one word, which means it's not honorable. It's something that is really deplorable, despicable. And so they've made this into sort of like the opposite of the Nobel Prizes. And so, again, on one hand, we've got the Nobels. On the other hand, we've got the Ig Nobels. Now, well, here it says it's parodying this concept. So parody just means to make fun of something, like political cartoons, for example, parody political figures and stuff like that.
Yeah, you imitate someone or something in a funny way.
Yeah, kind of sort of poking fun of them, maybe insulting them, sort of. And here we've got something called trivial research. We know what research is, looking for information by observing and studying things, but trivial means that it's very little in value or importance. Trivial offenses or the trivial things we need to do every day, they just aren't so exciting.
They're not very important. There's a really popular board game in the United States called Trivial Pursuit, where you just have to answer a lot of trivia questions. Trivia just are facts that, you know, people memorize, but they're not really going to change their lives. Some people are really good at trivial questions. They memorize a lot of facts that other people don't remember. Here we have trivial research or unusual public acts that aren't considered very important. Well, when did these Ig Nobel Prizes begin? They were created in 1991 by someone named Mark Abrahams. He's the editor and co-founder of the scientific humor magazine Annals of Improbable Research. He sounds like the perfect guy for this sort of a prize. His magazine is about science, but it's also humorous or funny. And annals just means historical records. You'll almost always see it in the phrase, in the annals of something, annals of something. Here, improbable means not likely to be true or unlikely. So it's research that you would be surprised is even being done.
Well, you know, those people in universities got to do something.
Yeah, true.
There's all those theses that have been written, and, you know, they're running out of topics, so they got to think of something. Well, it's March now, so you got to go back about 6 months to the last time the awards were given out. They are given out every October, and they are intended for work that first makes people laugh and then makes them think. So that is what they are intended for. So here we have this verb phrase, to be intended for. That means that's what they're meant to accomplish. I'm intending to go to college in Europe, for example. That is my intent. That is what I want to do.
So they actually want to use these things to make people laugh. That's what their goal is, to first make people laugh and then make them think. That is kind of a crazy piece of research after all.
Sure.
Now, the awards ceremony is a fun-packed event, which means it's just lots and lots of fun. There's so much fun, you can't stand it. A ceremony is just a special program where there's usually a host and someone stands on stage and presents these awards to different people who are considered the winners. I don't know how much of a winner they'll feel because they're kind of making fun of them.
Right. So here it says that the awards ceremony is held at Harvard University, which is a very prestigious university in the United States, probably number one. And though it's held at Harvard every year and attended by genuine Nobel Prize laureates, the show is decidedly tongue-in-cheek. So though, on one hand, you could say it's at Harvard, a very serious university with lots of very smart people, and they've got lots of these smart people, these Nobel Prize laureates, even though we've got them there, still the show is very tongue-in-cheek, which means, oh, it's kind of making fun of things. It's kind of being disrespectful, but it's a lot of fun and people laugh and have a good time.
They do. Well, yeah, usually things at Harvard are very serious and are considered to be very important. Now, if something's genuine, it's real, it's not fake or false. So it's attended by genuine Nobel Prize laureate. A laureate is someone who has won an important prize or honor for some achievement in either one of the arts or in science. You'll often see them referred to as a Nobel laureate. They're also something called a poet laureate. That's someone who is a poet who has been recognized by his government. So a laureate is a pretty important person who has been acknowledged for their achievements. The show is decidedly tongue-in-cheek. Tongue-in-cheek means they're doing something in a way that's not very serious. It's meant to be funny. It looks like it's supposed to be a serious event, but actually it's a big joke.
And the audience traditionally throws paper airplanes at the stage. I wonder why they do that.
Yeah.
And the audience throws those paper airplanes, and then they have this little girl who is employed to say something. If you're employed, that means they hire you to do a job and they pay you. I don't know what they pay her, maybe a sack of bubble gum or something like that. And she steps out and says, "Please stop, I'm bored," if an acceptance speech goes on too long. Boy, sometimes I wish they would have children like that here in Taiwan when those VIPs get on stage and talk for hours on end. But here, this is what she does. If that acceptance speech goes on for too long, then she comes out and says, "Hey, stop talking, I'm bored." Acceptance speech, that's what the speech you give when you receive an award. Of course, we hear those at the Oscars every year. They come up on stage and give an acceptance speech. And of course, you're not supposed to talk too long.
Yeah, but at the Oscars, if anybody has watched that award show, it's called the Academy Awards. Instead of having someone shout up to the person on the stage, "Hey, stop, I'm bored," they just start playing music. Have you noticed that? The orchestra starts playing. And that's the signal that they're supposed to shut up and get off the stage.
This big cane comes out and goes around their neck and they get yanked up the stage and stuff like that. So, yeah, I guess this is one way to keep their speeches from being too long. They've got this little girl who says, "Please stop, I'm bored."
Yeah.
Bored, I did want to mention before we go to a break here, boring and bored, it's different. If you say, "I'm bored," that means the situation is making you feel bored. If you say, "I'm boring," that means you are a boring person and nobody wants to be your friend. So please be careful there. Hopefully you're not bored of our program, and hopefully you don't think that Stephanie and myself are boring people. We're not. We're very exciting.
That's right.
Very interesting people, and somebody else who is not boring and very interesting is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的奖项叫做 The Ig Nobel Prizes, 叫做搞笑诺贝尔奖。那么它呢，就是用来表扬十项不重要的研究和不寻常的公开行为，然后来模仿并且嘲讽诺贝尔奖的概念。我们来看一下第一个空格，这里写着 They are given every October and are intended blank one work that first makes people laugh and then makes them think。在这里讲到的 they 呢，其实讲的就是这个搞笑诺贝尔奖要颁发的呢，是给怎么样子的作品。在这里我们首先要注意到，在空格一后面的 work 它是一个名词，后面接着 that 加上一个形容词子句，这样子的工作呢，这样子的成就是先让人发句，然后引人醒思的作品。那么第一题的选项，我们说 be intended for 用来加上名词，指的就是它的目的在于要给怎么样子的一个人或者是对象。所以第一题我们答案选 B for。 第二个空格 The award ceremony is a blank to event，这样子颁奖典礼是一个怎么样子的事情事件呢？我们看到第二题的选项是要用 fun 这个名词再来搭配 packed 这个形容词或者是 packing。 其实 pack 它是来自于动词，有充满跟挤满的意思。我们常常以被动的形态来说 The event which is packed with fun， 充满着欢乐的一个事件。所以这样子的情形来看呢，我们适合用名词再加上过去分词的 packed 来代表是充满乐趣的意思。所以第二题我们答案选 A, fun packed.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Hi everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about the Ig Nobel Prize, which is kind of a funny take on the Nobel Prize, which is given to serious people who have achieved great things in science and culture. The Ig Nobel Prize, on the other hand, is just something where they honor really trivial research, research that's considered kind of crazy or trivial, unimportant. Sometimes I hear about some of the research projects going on around the world, and I think, why are they wasting our tax dollars on that? It's kind of crazy. Well, we're going to talk about some of the winners of the Ig Nobel Prize in the second part of our lesson here.
So here we have a field of winners.
Yeah.
You can have a field of corn, for example. But here a field just means a group of winners, all the people who won the award. The ones at the front of it.
If you had something, you're at the top of the list.
Yeah, the ones who basically won the most awards or the most important awards was a team of scientists from Sweden there. And they took home both the biology and astronomy prizes by proving that lost dung beetles follow the stars of the Milky Way to get home. I always wanted to know how those dung beetles get home. They're always getting lost in my house and stuff like that. Because they're inside. If they're outside and can see the stars of the Milky Way galaxy, then they're able to get back home wherever it is they live.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Okay, they took home both the biology and astronomy prizes. So they won in two different science fields. Biology is the study of all living things, including plants, animals, humans. And astronomy is the study of stars and planets and other objects that are in outer space. So, wow, they were a double winner, you could say. They were able to prove that dung beetles who are lost actually can follow the stars of the Milky Way galaxy to find their way home.
Cool.
Dung is, of course, a waste from an animal, solid waste. A more slang word would be poop.
And excrement?
Yeah.
Well, manure?
Yeah, but those aren't slang. I'm just giving them the word we typically say, poop.
Oh, come on. I just want to say all the words for poop. That's a lot of fun.
Excrement is very formal. So
it's feces.
Feces, you could say, is more formal, too. Beetle is a type of an insect with wings, and they have a very hard shell on its back when they're not flying. They're kind of small. And I typically see them walk around like ladybugs or beetles.
Sure, sure. Uh-huh. They look kind of like cockroaches, but I don't
have
the heart. Yeah, I don't have the heart to kill beetles.
No,
they're so cute.
I don't kill beetles.
I don't have any regrets at all squashing cockroaches.
I don't either.
Although it's not good to squash them, I understand.
Really?
But in any case here, well, we can talk about roaches some other time. But here we've got these dung beetles, and I guess they hang around dung for some reason, and what they do is they dance on top of balls of dung. Dung, again, feces, excrement, poo-poo, etc. They actually get on top of those balls so that they can see better, to get a better look, a better view of the night sky. And, of course, they're looking up to see the Milky Way galaxy, which you can't really see in Taipei, probably Kaohsiung, because there's too much light. But if you go to Nanto or someplace like that, you can see a big, like, silver band across the sky. That is our galaxy, the Milky Way.
Now, let's take a look at the next paragraph here. The more trivial and apparently useless a piece of research is, the more likely it is to win. Here we're using the construction, the more. We've got two phrases that correspond or relate to each other. They affect each other. If one side increases or decreases, it affects the second part of the sentence as well. I could say the less trivial and apparently useless a piece of research is, the less likely it is to win. So if one side changes, it affects the value of the other side. So it's a phrase or pattern we use quite frequently in English. So if you've got really, really trivial and useless research, you're probably going to win, which is the good news here.
Don't count on it totally, but I think it sort of has to have some value to some degree. But still, it basically finds a research that's pretty ridiculous, trivial, and useless. It's apparently useless. Therefore, it's likely to win this prize. And however, some Ig Nobel winning work has actually ended up being beneficial. Okay, I can't imagine how it's beneficial to know how dung beetles get home unless you hunt them and fry them up for dinner on Friday nights to know where their home is and how that affects how many beetles there are, if the stars are out at night and if they aren't. Maybe there's some application there. But let's go back to 2006. We have a winning study that showed that mosquitoes are as attracted to smelly Limburger cheese as they are to human feet. I often wondered about that. My Uncle Tony was a big fan of cheese, and every time he brought home some Limburger cheese from France, for some reason the mosquitoes would be attracted to that Limburger cheese.
You're
and they'd
kidding.
Leave us alone. Yeah, it was weird. We used to get mosquito bites outside, but whenever the Limburger cheese was around, we didn't get bit at all because
really?
Of Uncle Tony's. Now I know why that is. Yeah, Limburger cheese is a white cheese, I guess, soft white cheese from Limburg in France. And, yes, it's kind of smelly, and I'm sure a lot of people in Taiwan probably would wonder, how can people eat that stuff? It stinks. It reeks. It's awful. It's terrible. I would never eat that.
Kind of smells like stinky feet. Yeah.
So
I guess if you really want to protect yourself from mosquitoes, just go buy yourself some smelly Limburger cheese, and the mosquitoes will be attracted to that first, rather than to your body. Mosquito, as you all know, it's a small flying insect. It bites our skin. It likes people. It likes our blood, actually.
Yeah.
It actually will bite animals, too, and then it sucks your blood. So if you kill a mosquito, sometimes if you hit it, it squashes and blood squirts out of their body. You know that they've already bitten you and they got some of your blood.
Oh, gross.
I love to kill mosquitoes. Well, Limburger cheese it seems to be effective with combating these mosquitoes. In fact, they've actually used Limburger cheese to combat malaria.
Cool.
In Africa. If you combat something, you fight against it. Notice here we're using the verb form of the word combat. If it's a noun, it's combat. So the emphasis is on the first syllable. If it's a verb, it's on the second, combat. And malaria is a pretty serious disease. It's usually passed from one person to another through mosquito bites. So stay away from those mosquitoes. This disease can cause you to feel a lot of chills and fever, and it's just really uncomfortable.
It's still around, and for people in Africa who suffer from malaria, or at least might get malaria, it might be a good idea to stick a hunk of Limburger cheese out on your table at night so the bugs go after the cheese and they don't go after you. So that's what they do here. People there in Africa use the cheese to distract mosquitoes, to get their attention to go someplace else, and that prevents the mosquitoes from biting people, and thereby, or therefore, as a result of that, it reduces the prevalence of the deadly disease. Prevalence just means how common something is, how widespread it is. Of course, we want to reduce the prevalence of these diseases so people can be happy and healthy.
Now, prevalence is the noun form. Typically, you'll see the adjective being used more. It's very prevalent. So we could say malaria is prevalent in Africa. So they really want to get rid of this disease. It's deadly, meaning it will cause death. So you want to avoid those mosquitoes if you can. Actually, I just like to avoid mosquitoes whenever I can because they leave those big red marks on your skin. It makes you itch. It's not comfortable.
It's terrible.
So we want to get rid of that. I don't know if I want to get rid of it badly enough, though, to buy Limburger cheese and put it out because that smells bad.
It does. Some people do like cheese, so they probably wouldn't mind it.
True,
I don't know.
True.
And also, we don't know if other kinds of cheese might do this trick as well. Like blue cheese is kind of stinky, too.
Yeah,
maybe that
true.
Would do the trick, too. I guess you might want to do some research into that. Maybe you could enter the contest here in Taiwan by cooking chow tofu and see if that attracts some kind of animals away and prevents people from getting diseases. Who knows? But in any case here, it's a good opportunity for mirth. Mirth is not really used often, but it means amusement and laughter. We like mirth. We like happiness and the opportunity to laugh a lot. So, yeah, it's a good chance to have fun, but trivial research can sometimes lead to important breakthroughs.
I have to say with the word mirth, which is kind of formal, it's usually used in writing. It's a very literary phrase. So it's a good chance to just sit back and laugh if you see these Ig Nobel Prize award shows. Trivial research can sometimes lead to important breakthroughs. A breakthrough is an important discovery that happens usually after you try for a long time to understand something or explain something, and suddenly the light shines and you get it. You understand something. That's a breakthrough. Okay, everybody, someone who's going to help you have a couple of breakthroughs, we hope, with English is our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第三个空格的句子写着, Head in last year's field of winners, blank 3, a team from Lund University in Sweden. 而首位得奖者呢,则是来自于瑞典的隆德大学的团队。 这个句子很特别,它是一个倒装句,主要的主词在后面的 A team from Lund University in Sweden。 而要选怎么样子的动词呢? 我们看一下下一句,它用的是过去式的动词, They took home both the biology and astronomy prizes. 所以要搭配过去式的时态, 我们第三题答案就选D, was, 才能够符合后面的主词, a team,单数的be动词。 第三题的答案就选D。 第四题的空格我们来看, The more trivial and apparently useless a piece of research is, the blank for it is to win. 这一题要考同学的是, the加比较级主词动词打上逗号, 在the比较级加主词跟动词的形式, 在中文里面就解释成为越怎么样就越怎么样。 所以如果呢,这样子的研究是越不重要,或者是越是明显无用的话呢,就越有怎么样可以获胜。在英文里面,我们看到likely这个字当作形容词解释成为可能的,搭配the加上比较级的句型, the more likely it is to win, 也就代表着就越有可能会获奖咯。 所以第四题,我们答案选B, the more likely. 接着第五题的空格写着, However, some Ig Nobel winning work has actually ended up being blank five. 然而呢,有一些得奖的研究到最后真正成为是怎么样子的情形跟状况呢? 我们先来看一下第五题的A选项, Beneficial, 有益的, B, Impulsive, 冲动的, C, Ridiculous, 荒谬的, D, Passionate, 热情的。 后面的文章提到,在2006年的一项得奖研究呢, 帮助人们来对抗非洲的疟疾, 所以原本可能是让你觉得有趣的研究, 到最后 ended up being beneficial, 可能到最后却是带给人家是有益处的, 所以第五题根据上下文的文意, 我们答案选A, beneficial. 第六个空格, 怎么样来对抗疟疾呢? People there use the cheese to blank six mosquitoes. 为了要对抗疟疾, 那里的人就使用了 cheese 来怎么样蚊子。 第六题的A选项, threaten, 威胁, B, immerse, 进入, 沉入, C, distract, 转移注意力, D, transform, 转型。 后面的文章提到呢, 可以预防这些蚊子就不会再去咬人, 也就是能够转移蚊子的注意力。 所以第六题我们答案选C, distract。 所以咯, 尽管你会觉得搞笑诺贝尔奖是欢笑的好机会, 后面提到, Trivial research can sometimes blank seven important breakthrough. 这些不太重要的研究,有时候也可以怎么样重要的突破呢? 第七题的A选项, take on, 承担, B, apply for, 申请, C, result from, 起因于, D, lead to, 导致, 造成, 原本可能是不重要的研究, 到最后也可能带来跟导致重要的突破, 所以第七题答案选D, lead to.
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. It's been such a pleasure being here with you today, and it will be even more of a pleasure next time when you join us then. Please join us then. From English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.